High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down in the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it. Gilder hits it. A three-point field goal. And Gilder wins the state championship. Holy smoke.
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to C.M. Jones Gymnasium. We're in Minden tonight. We've got the girls' class D24 district championship ball game as the Giltner Hornets get set to take on the Litchfield Trojans here tonight. A couple of teams that have not been to the girls' state high school basketball tournament for a long, long time. In fact, the last time Litchfield was there was the year 2000. The Giltner Hornets in girls' basketball have never made it to the state tournament. They have been there for volleyball. They have been there in boys basketball, but they have never been there in girls basketball. So the Hornets looking for their first ever trip to the girls state high school basketball tournament tonight. All they got to do is pick up a win over Litchfield here tonight. I'm Mike Willow, call the play-by-play for you here tonight from Minden. Giltner coming at a record of 15 wins and 7 losses on the season. The Hornets on a roll here at the end of the season. They have won 5 games in a row. They rolled through their sub-district play, winning over Heartland Lutheran in the first round by a score of 56-26, then beating Silver Lake in the sub-district title game by a score of 61-47. They're up against Litchfield, a team that is 12-10 on the season. Litchfield has won their last 3 ball games in a row. Litchfield disposing of Arcadia and Bertrand during their sub-district tournament last week. They beat Arcadia by a score of 43-29, and they beat Bertrand by a score of 48-35. So Litchfield sitting at 12-10 in the season. They have won 3 games in a row. It's a team that is averaging 45.5 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 42.7 on the defensive end. And they've got a balanced scoring attack. Lindsay Siegel is their leading scorer. She is averaging 9.6 points per ball game for Litchfield. Siegel is a 5'10" freshman. They've also got a girl that's averaging at 8.1. That is Caitlin Kratzer. Kratzer averaging 8.1 and 4.2 rebounds per game. She is a 5'7" junior. For the Giltner Hornets, they're a team that's averaging 47.3 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 37 on the defensive end. And they are led by Danny Most and also Abby Preisler on the season so far. Danny Most is averaging 12.8 points per ball game. She's a youngster too, a 5'8" sophomore. And Abby Preisler is averaging 12.4 points per ball game. Preisler comes in there as a 5'9" junior. So an even matchup here tonight. A couple of girls basketball teams searching to punch their ticket for the girls state high school basketball tournament that gets underway next Thursday in Lincoln. It's Giltner and Litchfield tonight at a high school basketball game of the week here on the Breeze. Our pregame show is brought to you by Newtek Seeds. Newtek Seed, your yield leader. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze.
Newtek is proud to support high school sports. Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
All right, Mike Will back here at the C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden, the site of our district championship ball game tonight. D24 officially as Giltner gets set to take on the Trojans out of Litchfield. A lot of girls basketball district championships being decided tonight across the state of Nebraska. In fact, the entire girls state tournament field will be decided tonight. Pairing should be announced sometime tomorrow by the Nebraska School Activities Association. And the state tournament again gets underway next Thursday in Lincoln. Classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 holding district championships tonight. In Class C1, Sandy Creek is in action tonight. They're playing their district championship ball game at York High School against Lincoln Christian. Also in Class C1 at Fremont tonight, Wahoo is playing Columbus SCOTUS. At the Fremont Middle School, you've got Concordia playing Arlington. Also in Class C1 at Central Community College in Columbus, you've got Norfolk Catholic playing Boone Central tonight. At Broken Bow, you've got Minden playing Valentine. And at Sydney tonight, it's Hershey up against Shadron. In the Class C2 District Championship games tonight, at Nebraska Wesleyan at Snyder Arena, you've got Tri-County up against Weeping Water. At Hastings High tonight, it's Blue Hill and Centura. We've got that ball game for you tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, beginning in just a few minutes at 7 o'clock. At Seward tonight, it's UTAN against Shelby Rising City. At Wisner-Pilger, it is Lutheran High Northeast up against Pender. At Norfolk tonight, you've got Crofton against Elgin Pope John and Elgin Public Schools. And at Sutherland tonight, it's North Platte St. Pat's up against Perkins County. In Class D1, they're also holding their district championships tonight. At Utica Centennial High School, you've got Friend playing Heartland. At Pender, you've got Guardian Angel Central Catholic up against Bancroft Rosalie. At Battle Creek tonight, Randolph is playing St. Mary's. At Columbus SCOTUS tonight, Humphrey against Fullerton. At North Platte Community College, you've got Amherst playing Hitchcock County. And at North Platte St. Patrick's tonight, Sandhills Thetford is playing Sutherland. And the other Class D2 District Championship games going on. At Syracuse tonight, you've got Falls City Sacred Heart up against Hampton. At Norfolk Catholic, you've got Howells up against Corn Valley. At North Central up in Bassett, you've got Why Not playing Mullen. Here at Minden, we've got the Giltner-Litchfield game coming up here in just a few minutes on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Out at Hershey tonight, Ansley will take on Juanita Palisade. And at Bayard, it is Hayes Springs up against Layton. So the six district champions competing tonight in each class will qualify for the Girls State High School basketball tournament, in addition to two wild cards based on a power point system that he accumulates throughout the season. You got two wild cards in each class as well for a state tournament field of eight schools in each class. And we'll all get started next Thursday. Classes A and B also holding their district championship ball games tonight across the state of Nebraska. We are inching up on game time here tonight at the C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. Should be a good one. The Giltner Hornets and the Litchfield Trojans getting ready to go at it in girls high school basketball. We'll take another break and we'll come back. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a call at 402-849-2244 and give us a try for your next occasion. Steve and Kathy Hoser and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner Lady Hornet and the Hornet basketball teams a great season. Good luck, Hornets, from JSGK Catering.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I'm back here at the C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden here tonight for girls high school basketball. D2-4 action here tonight, Giltner and Litchfield, as we get ready to do battle here tonight. Both teams looks like evenly matched here tonight. Pretty good size on each roster here this evening as Giltner will get set to take on Litchfield here tonight. Giltner is going to be the home team. Giltner is going to be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange and the black. Litchfield coming in. They will be in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange here tonight. We got both bands on hand, and we have a pretty good house here tonight as the D2-4 District Championship gets ready to go here tonight at the C.L. Jones Gymnasium. The Giltner boys, they won their sub-district championship last night. Ball game played at Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Giltner boys going to be in this gymnasium next week. They'll be here on Tuesday as they play their district championship ball game as well. So the C.L. Jones Middle School is going to become the home for the Giltner boys and girls basketball teams here for the next week or so. The Giltner boys will play here on Tuesday. They've gone to Loomis. That's another ball game we'll have for you right here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. So making a special presentation here before the start of the ball game. We'll have the singing of the national anthem, introduction of the starting lineups, and we'll get ready for basketball action tonight. Again, Giltner coming in, a record of 15 wins and 7 losses on the season. Litchfield coming in, a mark of 12 wins and 10 losses. Both of these teams have got hot here at the end of the season. Litchfield has won their last 3 ball games. Giltner has won their last 5 ball games. Now we got the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight. It's Litchfield and Giltner on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. So the singing of the national anthem, and we get set for basketball here tonight from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. We'll give you the starting lines, first of all, for Litchfield here tonight. It'll be Shauna Pates getting a start. Pates, a 5'9" freshman. She is averaging 4.9 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. Olivia Ward-Dean is a 5'5" junior. Olivia is averaging 4 points and 3.9 rebounds per game. Caitlin Kratzer is a 5'7" junior. Kratzer is averaging 8 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. Lindsay Siegel is a 5'10" freshman. She's a leading scorer on the team, averaging 9.6 points per ball game, 5.6 rebounds per game. And Taylor Picker. Picker is 5'11" and a junior. She's averaging 10.8 points and 6.8 rebounds per ball game. So Picker is actually the leading scorer. Siegel not far behind, just a percentage points back there. So Picker, their leading scorer, a 5'11" junior, with Lindsay Siegel second. That's your starting lines for Litchfield, coached by James Habe. Starting lines for Giltner under the direction of Nancy Bachman here tonight. They will go with Randy Jensen, a 5'6" junior. Jensen is averaging 1.6 points and 1 rebound per game. Darby Henricks is a 5'8" sophomore. Darby is averaging 7.2 points and 4 rebounds per game. Jordan Beek is a 5'7" junior. Beek is averaging 4 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Abigail Preisler is a 5'9" junior. Preisler averaging 12.4 points and 10 rebounds per game. And then Danny Most, a 5'8" sophomore. Most is averaging 12.8 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. Giltner is hitting 38% of their field goal tries so far this year, 30% from 3-point territory, 50% from the free throw line. Litchfield connects on 31% of their field goal tries, only 24% from 3-point territory and 53% from the free throw line. Giltner averages about 20 turnovers per ball game. Ditto for Litchfield. They average about 20 miscues per contest. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. So Giltner will shoot to our basket to our left here tonight. Into the center circle is going to be Abby Preisler for the Hornets. And jumping into the center circle for Litchfield is going to be Taylor Picker. And the ball is in the air, and Giltner controls the opening tip. Both teams play very good defense. Litchfield gives up only 42 points per ball game. Giltner at 37. Here's a Danny Most with the ball on the wing, and on the left side comes out between the circles now to Henricks. Moves it over on the wing on the right side, now down in the corner as they get it down there to Preisler. Preisler lobs it back out on top of Darby Henricks, and the ball's going to be taken away. Coming back the other way is going to be Ward-Dean. She loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. So Litchfield got the turnover on the opening possession for Giltner, but then Olivia Ward-Dean loses the ball out of bounds as she was going to the hole there for the Trojans. So two teams trying to turn over here to begin the ball game. Litchfield now going to be attacking here in backcourt. Preissler with the ball on the far sideline. She's double teamed. Bounce pass. They get it to Henrich. She loses control of the ball. And now the timeout's going to have to be called as Giltner was spending way too much time here in the defensive zone. And Nancy Lockman gets up and calls the timeout here for the Hornets as Litchfield hit Giltner with a full-court press there. We're only 35 seconds into the ball game. We'll take a break. 7:25 to play in the first quarter. Giltner nothing. Litchfield nothing.
Full Circle Irrigation in Litchfield is the only name you need to know when it comes to irrigation sales, parts, and service. Full Circle Irrigation takes care of all electrical pivots in the area. So call Full Circle Irrigation in Litchfield for new pivots, moving pivots, and servicing pivots. They also sell MFS drain vents. Full Circle Irrigation is a very proud supporter of all area high school sports and wish all the athletes the best of luck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our play is back in. Giltner gets the ball inside. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Deacon. The rebound comes down here to Litchfield. So one shot and out for the Giltner Hornets. Here come the Trojans now back with the basketball. There's Lindsey Siegel with it. Comes out on top now to Ashana Pates. Is Siegel out there 25 feet away from the basket. Throws it on the wing. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by the Giltner Hornets as they get the ball to Jansen. Now down on the baseline. A shot up there. No good from Hendricks. Foul shot good. A follow shot is good there by Danny Moe. She gets the first field goal in the ball game. 2-0 is the score. Giltner has got the lead. There's a feed underneath the basket and a shot up there. It's going to be no good. A shot taken there by Picker. And the rebound comes down to Giltner running back the other way. There's a Beek with the ball. Lobs it inside now. Down on the low baseline to Preissler. Shot is up and in. Abby Preissler scores just the left of the bucket. Down low. That's her first field goal in the ball game. And Giltner is out on top by a score of 4-0 here in the ball game. We played just in 90 seconds here in this one. Giltner with a four-point lead. Here's Ashana Pates with the ball. Now for Litchfield, driving down the left side of the lane. A shot taken there by Kratzer is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Henrichs for Giltner. Long pass down to four. The Moster shot good. So bam, just like that, Giltner scores six straight points. And head coach James Habe of Litchfield wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and 6 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Giltner six and Litchfield nothing.
For all your custom processing, see the professionals at Litchfield Pack. They specialize in beef and pork processing. Call Litchfield Pack today and put your orders in for the best meats around. Custom process to your requests. Steaks, roast, beef sticks, hamburger, and so much more. All at Litchfield Pack in Litchfield. A proud sponsor of all area athletes. Congratulations to the Trojans. We wish you the best of luck in and out of the game. From Litchfield Pack.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back in Bendon for the D2-4 District Championship game here tonight between Giltner and Litchfield. Giltner is out on top of the score of 6-0. As Litchfield brings the ball back in the offensive zone, Dean sends it down on the baseline, driving, cut off there, double team, triple team. The ball knocked loose. It's picked up in the corner. There's a shot taken there by Kratzer, and it's going to be short, but we got a whistle on the rebound. It just goes out of bounds. No foul down here, or do we? Yes, we do. Personal foul called in here on Litchfield at the 5:48 mark. It's going to go on Picker. Taylor Picker picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on the Trojans. Giltner is out on top of the score of 6-0 here in the ball game. Danny Most down the right sideline, stops just inside the ring. Gurley travels with the ball, gets it outside, a three-pointer thrown up there, no good by Henrichs. And the rebound comes down here to Kratzer. She has the ball knocked loose, but is picked up here by Litchfield in the defensive zone. Olivia Wardeen. We'll get things away now to a Siegel. Hustles into the forecourt, and she's going to be hit on the play. Siegel taking the ball right to the hole there for Litchfield. This is going to be a non-shooting situation. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Darby Henrichs. That's going to be her first, the first team foul on the Hornets here in the ball game. Litchfield has got the ball. They're trailing by a score of 6-0. There's a feed down to the baseline, intercepted. Intercepted by Jordan Beek. That's the second turnover on Litchfield here in the ball game. Here's a Jansen with the ball from the baseline. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound Beek. Gets it back out here on the wing. Down to Henrichs. Back out to the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Randy Jensen hits the free throw line jumper there for Giltner. And the Hornets have scored the first 8 points in the ball game. It's 8-0. Giltner has got the lead. There's a Caitlin Kratzer with the ball. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there was Jensen for Giltner. Out at the midcourt stripe. It's going to be Giltner staying here on defense. Coming into the ball game is going to be Shane Vaught now. Shane Vaught comes into the ball game for Randy Jensen. Vaught, a 5'9" junior for Giltner, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. 8-0, the Hornets have the lead. Deep in the right corner, here's Page. She drives the baseline, can't put up a shot. Comes back out on top to Kratzer. Down top of the key, Wardeen works the ball inside. There's a shot taken, no good by Picker. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Giltner. So Litchfield will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's Lindsey Siegel inbounding the ball here for Litchfield. Looking, finally gets it in here to Picker. Her shot is going to be no good from the left side of the lane. Long rebound comes out to the free throw line, picked up by Wardeen. Keeps it alive for Litchfield. There's a Pates with the ball, cross-court pass goes to the far side, a three-pointer thrown up there, no good by Siegel. Ball chased down in the corner again by Taylor Picker. She's double-teamed, bounce pass comes over here to Olivia Wardeen. Now back out in three-point territory to Pates. Now to Wardeen as they work against this Giltner zone defense now. They work it back to Shauna Pates, now left side, a three-pointer thrown up there, is no good by Siegel. Offensive rebound, foul shot up there, no good, but she's fouled in the play. That's Shauna Pates getting the offensive board there for Litchfield, so the Trojans getting three and four shots of the hole there on that possession. And finally, Pates is fouled in the play here, and she'll go to the free throw line now for Litchfield. The personal foul goes on Abby Preisler. That's going to be your first. The second team foul on Giltner. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Pates. Shauna Pates, just a 41% foul shooter on the season. She is now 23 out of 57 from the free throw line. As a team, Litchfield hitting 53% of their foul shots this year. Second shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. So Litchfield is on the scoreboard. 8-1 is the score. It took them nearly half of this first quarter to get on the board. 4:16 to play. Here comes Danny Most back with the ball down the near sideline. Entry pass to get it to a traveling violation is called on Most. Danny stops here right at the top of the three-point arc. And before she got the ball inside to Shane Vaughn, she's calling for the extra step. Two turnovers now in Giltner. Now the Hornets applying some pressure here in backcourt. Kratzer has got the ball for Litchfield. Bounce pass goes back to the center of the floor across the 10-second line out of Pates. Litchfield has a two-on-two break. Pates drives it to the hole. Her shot no good. Rebound Shepherdson. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound Shepherdson as she gets it back down in the corner to Wardeen now on the wing. A shot taken for three by Kratzer is no good. Another offensive board here by Wardeen. Back to Kratzer for three. That shot is no good. Rebound is loose. It's still loose and it's picked up here by Kratzer again. Caitlin Kratzer works the background to the right side. That's Pates with the ball. Moves it down to the baseline. Cross-court pass is deflected out of bounds. Boy, Litchfield absolutely crushing the Giltner Hornets on the boards here in the first couple of minutes of this ball game. Here comes Shelby Hendricks into the ball game now for Giltner, replacing Jordan Beek. 8-1 to score. Giltner has got the lead. Litchfield has got the ball here in their offensive zone. Siegel comes over here now to Pates. Back out to Siegel in three-point territory. There's Wardeen from the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Another offensive rebound. Follow shot no good by Shepherdson. And she's fouled into play. Felicia Shepherdson grabbing a couple of boards there during that possession. And now she'll get to the free throw line here for the Litchfield Trojans. 3:21 to play. The personal foul whistle on Preisler. That's going to be her second to third team foul on Giltner. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. So we'll have one more coming up here. 8-1 is the score. Litchfield is trailing here in the ballgame. Litchfield 12-10 in the season. Giltner is 15-7. Next one is up there, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Danny Most. Most with a left-handed dribble, gets the ball ahead. They get it to Vaught, drives for the hole. Shot good. Shane Vaught scoring there for Giltner. And the Hornets are now out on top by a score of 10-1. There's a Pates with the ball down the near sideline. A pass is off of the fingertips of Shepherdson out of bounds. Felicia Shepherdson cannot control the ball. Goes out of bounds. That's the third turnover on Litchfield here in the ballgame. Randy Jansen comes back into the ballgame now for Giltner. The Hornets on the Litchfield Trojans early in this ballgame. 10-1 is the score. With 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the first quarter, now Litchfield will drop back. They'll go back in their defensive zone here, and Giltner will bring things up uncontested as they bring it into the offensive zone. Vaught has got it. Free throw line extended left side. Shane Vaught has hold on to the ball. There's a pass inside to Most. Her shot is up and in. Danny Most with a backdoor cut. They got her the ball, and Danny lays it in. Giltner is out on top by a score of 12-1 here in the ball game. Here comes Litchfield back with the ball. That's a Nicole Wardeen who's into the ball game now. Wardeen gets it away to Olivia Wardeen. Down to Nicole, down in the corner. Rainbow pass comes out to Siegel at the top of the key. Down to the elbow, that's Shepherdson. Drives it down the lane, shot up and in. Felicia Shepherdson finally gets Litchfield on the board with a field goal. 12-3 is the score. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Litchfield. And it comes with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the first quarter. There's a Beek with the ball, top of the key, traveling violation. Jordan Beek is whistled for the steps. Three turnovers now in Giltner. High school basketball for you tonight. from the D24 District Championship game at C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden tonight. On the breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and on the web at KLIQFM.com. 12-3. Giltner has got the lead. There's Litchfield with the ball. Siegel goes now to Shepherdson. Over on the wing on the left side to Wardeen. Now inside the lane to Akayla Reynolds, who's into the ball game. Back out of the wing on the right side. A long range jumper by Siegel is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wardeen. Keeps the ball alive for Litchfield. Here's Reynolds driving for the hole, and a blocking foul on Giltner. Litchfield getting 2, 3, 4 shots at the hole on just about every possession, but so far it hasn't helped them. They're trailing about a score of 12-3. Fouls mounting up here for Giltner. That's their fourth team foul here in the first quarter. That one goes on Shane Vaught. That's going to be her first. So we got some free throws coming up here. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Kayla Reynolds. Reynolds is a 48% foul shooter in the season. She's now 19 out of 40 from the free throw line, and she misses this one. Litchfield from the line tonight, just 1 out of 5 so far. Reynolds will have one more shot here. Eyes the bucket from the free throw line. Shot is up there, and the shot good. So a field goal by Shepherdson, a free throw by Pates, and a free throw by Reynolds. That's been the scoring so far for Litchfield in this first quarter of play. Hendricks with the ball, having problems with it. Now a foul is going to be called. That was Shelby Hendricks out here in three-point territory, and she's finally fouled into play here by Litchfield. That's going to be the second personal foul on the Trojans. That one goes on to Cole Wardeen. That's going to be her first. Non-shooting situation, so Giltner will play things in. Hornets have the ball. Here's Beek with it now. Dribbles to the elbow, left side of the lane, down in the corner to Danny Most. Cross-court pass to Lyon, who's into the ball game. She forces up a shot, no good. One shot and out. Rebound is grabbed here by Picker. Picker has got it for Litchfield as they come back the other way. Dribbling with the ball into the forecourt is going to be Lindsey Siegel over here on the wing. Now to Wardeen, moves it down in the corner. That's Picker with the ball. Dribbles that baseline. A shot is going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. They go on Kelby Lyon of Giltner. That's going to be her first. So Lyon picks up her first personal foul. There's 5 team fouls already on Giltner here in the first quarter of play. And Taylor Picker goes to the free throw line for Litchfield, a 59% foul shooter. And her shot is up there is good. Picker is averaging 10.8 points per ball game on the season. She's our leading scorer. Also averaging 6.8 rebounds per game. Taylor Picker is a 5'11" junior for the Litchfield Trojans. Taylor will have another shot here. 12-5 to score. Giltner out on top. Here comes the second one. It's up there. Hits the front iron. The back iron falls off of the left side. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Giltner ball. So Giltner will play things in here in backcourt. Danny Most will play it in for the Hornets as she gets it into a Shelby Hendricks. Hendricks brings it into the offensive zone. Now moves it down the left side of the lane. Throws up her one-hander. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Picker. Taylor Picker with the ball now for Litchfield. Gets it away to Kratzer. Kratzer into the forecourt. Now to Pates down the near sideline. Shana Pates with the ball. Back outside to Olivia Wardeen. Wardeen holds it out here in three-point territory. Wardeen looks. Bounce pass goes to Picker. Her shot off of the low block right side is going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Pates. Shana Pates grabs the rebound for Litchfield. Her pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Randy Jensen. Jensen has got it now for Giltner. Now he got some problems. I think a contact lens got knocked loose out of the eyeball of Shelby Hendricks. And she's going to have to come to the sideline right now for Giltner. Coming into the contest now is going to be Katie Lachman. So Lachman will come in there with 42.8 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, Giltner has got the lead by the score of 12-5. Hornets jumped out to a 12-1 lead here in this ballgame. There's a Kelby Lyon with the ball now for Giltner. Comes to a Katie Lachman. Lachman dribbling out here in three-point territory. 25 feet away from the basket to Most. Most having problems with a dribble. Gets it to Randy Jensen. Now down in the corner to Lachman. Back out to Jensen on the wing on the right side. Comes across the top to Danny Most. Down on the baseline. Driving is going to be Beek. Throws up a 12-footer. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot by Most is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Ashana Pates. Pates clears it away. Here comes Litchfield now with 12 seconds to play. In this first quarter, Olivia Wardeen with the ball to Shana Pates. Pates down to Picker on the baseline. Shot from 15 is no good. Rebound comes down here to a Kelby Lyon. She gets it away to Most, and her shot from backcourt is way short, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in the girls' D4 district championship ball game from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. The score, Giltner 12 and Litchfield 5.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
Janet's Family Hair Care is located on Main Street in Giltner and is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Janet's offers all hair care services and pedicures. Janet Humphrey is proud to support all Giltner athletics. Good luck, Hornets.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you tonight on The Breeze and also online at KLIQFM.com. 12-5 to score. Giltner has got the lead over Litchfield here in a girls' district championship game. Picker from the baseline from 15 won't go, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Giltner. Darby Hendricks was the last to touch it there for the Hornets. Litchfield will play things in just underway here in the second quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Picker. She turns around and mishandles the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Beek. A turnover on Litchfield. That's their fourth of the ball game. Giltner comes back with the ball. Top of the key as Hendricks comes over here on the wing on the left side to Priceler. A traveling violation on Abby. Four turnovers now on Giltner. 7:36 to play here in the second quarter. The Hornets out on top of the Trojans here tonight by a score of 12-5. Giltner now applying the pressure here in backcourt. Goes to a Kratzer. Kratzer gets into the hands of Wardine. She'll bring things up. Throws it to their sideline to a Pates with the ball. Now to Wardine out here in three-point territory. Diagonal pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted down there in the baseline by Priceler. That's the fifth turnover on Litchfield. Back the other way comes Beek. First shot in the lane. Good. Jordan Beek scoring there for Giltner. And it's now a 14-5 ball game. Giltner has got the lead here in this second period of play. As Litchfield comes down to their sideline, that's Lindsey Siegel with the ball. Siegel comes out between the rings to Wardine. Now to Siegel for three. Shot good. Lindsey Siegel, she's a 34% three-point shooter, and she cans her first three here from the right side. 14-8. Litchfield is now back to within 6 points. Giltner has got the ball. Here's Hendricks. Nice pass down low to Beaker. Shot's going to be no good as she misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down here to Pates, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on the Giltner Hornets. It's going to go on Abby Priceler. And for Priceler, that's her third personal foul. That's not good news if you're a Hornet fan. Abby Priceler is their second leading scorer, averaging 12 points and 10 rebounds per game. And now she's going to have to come out of the ball game with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play. In the second quarter, she's got 3 personal fouls. Here comes Shelby Hendricks in to replace her. And now Giltner applying some pressure here in backcourt. Litchfield within 6 points now, 14-8 is the score. They come to the near sideline to a Wardine. Her pass down the floor is going to be deflected out of bounds. They had the break. Picker was open down there for Litchfield, but the ball deflected out of bounds there by Giltner. That'll be Litchfield playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Pates has got it now to Wardine across the top to Picker. Down in the corner to Siegel. Here's an entry pass deflected. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Litchfield ball. Litchfield again will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:22 to play in the second. 14-8. Giltner is out on top. Here's a long-range jumper from the corner. It's going to be no good there by Kratzer. And the rebound comes down here to Giltner. And a pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Darby Hendricks is bringing the ball up the floor there for Giltner, trying to get it the most. And the ball was deflected out of bounds right in front of the Giltner basket here. So Giltner will play things in. Deep in the corner, there's a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Hendricks. And a defensive rebound here by Shauna Pates. Giltner not doing a very good job in the offensive or defensive boards here in this ballgame, but they still have a 6-point lead, 14-8. There's Alicia or Olivia Wardine with it out here in 3 points there. So she's fouled in the play. And now Litchfield is in the 1-1 situation here. Shelby Hendricks commits the personal foul. That's going to be your first. That's the 7th team foul on Giltner here in the first half. And Olivia Wardine will go to the free throw line here for Litchfield. She's a 61% foul shooter, 37 out of 60 from the free throw line this season. Averaging 4 points and 3.9 rebounds per game, so Wardine will toe the mark here for the Trojans. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the front end of the 1-1, and the rebound comes down to the Giltner Hornets. Running back the other way is going to be most of the ball down in the corner. Here's Hendricks, brings it up high and puts up a 10-footer. Shot good. Shelby Hendricks brings it up high on the block there, left side of the lane, and throws down a 10-footer. 2 points now for Shelby in the ball game. Giltner is out on top now by a score of 16-8 here in the second quarter of play. Here's Picker on the baseline. Her shot from 15 is no good. And a rebound there by a Jordan Beek of Giltner. Beek gets the ball away to a Shane Vaught into the forecourt. They get it to a Darby Hendricks. Out to the top of the key to Beek down here on the baseline. There's a shot taken. It's up and in. Danny Moe scoring there. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. She's got 8 of the 18 for Giltner. And the Hornets are back out on top by 10 points now, 18-8. Down the near sideline, the ball nearly intercepted, but it's personal foul called here. Shelby Hendricks trying to steal that ball away from Caitlin Kratzer. Hendricks picks up the personal foul instead. That's her second. So now going to the free throw line will be Kratzer, a 53% foul shooter in the season. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter, 18-8. Giltner is out on top. And Kratzer to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot is going to be off of the left side. No good. Misses the front end of the 1-1. And now Giltner has the ball tipped out of bounds here. Back here in backcourt by Felicia Shepherdson. So Giltner again will play things in. 18-8, 10-point lead for the Hornets. Giltner has got the ball in the offensive zone. Danny Most in the corner. Moves to her right. Throws up a long-range jumper. It's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Kratzer. And Kratzer is going to be fouled in the play here in backcourt. Boy, Giltner's going to get in trouble here with fouls before long. We're still in the first half, and that's the 19th foul already on the Giltner Hornets in this first half of play. Some more free throws coming up here from Caitlin Kratzer. It's going to be another 1-1 situation that goes on Hendricks. That's going to be her second. They've got Abby Preisler already on the bench with 3 personal fouls for head coach Nancy Lockman. To the free throw line, Caitlin Kratzer, 0-for-1 for the free throw line. Another 1-1 situation. This shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Giltner. Last touch by Danny Most. She could not control it. It goes out of bounds. So Litchfield will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Kratzer will trigger things in for the Trojans. Kratzer holds the ball. Looking. Inbounds pass is deflected right back out of bounds by Darby Hendricks. So now they're going to play it in from the right side underneath their basket here. 4:52 to play here in the first half. Giltner with a 10-point lead. Litchfield has got the ball and it'll have a pass deflected out of bounds. Kate Sweely is into the ball game now for Litchfield. Sweely is a 5'7" junior, averaging 1.1 rebound per ball game. And now we got the ball lost down in the corner. Felicia Shepherdson got the ball down there deep in the corner and lost it out of bounds. So that is 6 turnovers now in Litchfield here in the ball game. And here comes 4 new subs in for head coach James Habe as he gets the front liners back in there. 4:46 to play here in the second quarter. 18-8, Giltner has got the lead. Randy Jensen has got the ball for the Hornets. Around this screen, doubles the ball down the lane. There's a pass deflected. It's going to be picked up here by Siegel. Siegel runs it back the other way. That's the 4th turnover on Giltner in the ball game. Siegel comes over here to a Pates. Back to Siegel on the wing on the left side. Back out between the rings to Wardine. Down on the baseline with the basketball down there is going to be Pates with the ball. Out to Siegel, a shot for 3 is going to be short. Rebounded inside, a follow shot up there. No good by Shepherdson. Follow shot by Shepherdson, no good, and a foul is called. So again, 3 shots in the hole there for Litchfield. They can't convert, but they go to the free throw line now. They're trying to convert from the charity stripe here. That's 10 team fouls on Giltner. Personal foul is called on Jordan Beek. That's going to be her first. Pates to the free throw line, and her shot is up there. That one is no good. Tell you what, Litchfield hit some free throws down here. This will be a tight ball game. Bates is now 1 out of 6 from the free throw line in this ball game tonight. 41% foul shooter for the season. Next shot is up there. That one rolls off of the front iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Siegel, a shot no good. Rebound comes down to Most for Giltner. Outlet pass is going to be deflected and intercepted. Intercepted by Wardine. That's a 6th turnover on Giltner. So again, Litchfield has got the ball on their offensive end. Siegel out here in 3-point territory. A pass to the far sideline is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Darby Hendricks as she gets the ball to Jensen in the lane. Her shot is up there, no good, and a foul call on the rebound. And again, it's going to go on Giltner. Unbelievable. 10 team fouls now on Giltner here in the first 2 quarters. We still got roughly half of this second quarter to go. We're going to walk to the other end of the floor. It's going to be personal foul number 3 on Darby Hendricks. So Hendricks has now got 3, Preisler with 3. Wardeen to the free throw line, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So Olivia Wardeen misses a free throw. She's now 0 out of 2 from the stripe tonight. 18-8 is the score. Giltner with a 10-point lead. Hornets trying to qualify for the girls' state tournament for the first time ever tonight. Next shot is up there. It's good by Wardeen. Litchfield hasn't been there since 2000, so it's been a while for them, too. 18-9 the score now. Giltner with a lead. Here's Boast down the left side of the lane. Dumps it away down low. That's going to be Lyon. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound Siegel. Lindsay Siegel brings it back with a right-handed dribble into the forecourt here for Litchfield. Hands it away now to Olivia Wardeen. Back to Siegel. She's going to throw up a three ball. It's going to be short. Or is that a pass? Pates trying to grab it on the baseline. Pates gets it back out here into three-point territory. Siegel has got it. Now over here to Ashana Pates. Entry pass. They get it inside. That's Kratzer going for the hole. Her shot no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And another personal foul is going to be called on Giltner. Yeah, that was a very short shot taken out here in three-point territory by Lindsay Siegel, or a designed pass down on the baseline. But nevertheless, we got a personal foul called on Lockman of Giltner. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up and in now by Caitlin Kratzer. She is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She'll get one more. 18-10 the score now. Giltner with the lead. Here comes the next shot. It's up there, and the shot good. Litchfield has hit only 2 field goals so far in this ball game. The rest have been on free throws. The Hornets now have a 7-point lead. There they have the ball taken away. It's picked up by Most now at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. Rims around, falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Siegel for Litchfield. Here come the Trojans, down by 7 points in the ball game. As a Siegel gets the ball over here to a Wardeen. Near sideline now to a Pates. Back out to Wardeen. Entry pass to get it inside. Now down to the baseline to Shauna Pates. Two-handed pass comes out on top. That's going to be Siegel with the ball. Now to Wardeen. Near sideline. Here's a shot taken by Kratzer. Good three-pointer. Caitlin Kratzer nails the three ball. And now Giltner wants to call a timeout. The Litchfield Trojans are back to within 4 points. After trailing early in this ballgame, we've got a timeout. The 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Giltner 18, Litchfield 14.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
End of the first quarter up at Hastings High. Blue Hill is out on top of Centura by the score of 13-1. End of one quarter, Blue Hill 13 and Centura 1. That's a district championship ball game being played at Hastings High tonight. 18-14 here. Giltner has got a 4-point lead. Hornets have the ball. There's a shot for the short baseline. No good by Beek. The ball goes out of bounds. Giltner ball. So Giltner jumped out to a 12-1 lead in this one, led 12-5 at the end of the first quarter. Increased that lead to 14-5 in the first couple of seconds of the second quarter, but Litchfield has come back here. There's a long-range jumper by Moster. Shot from three is going to be no good. Rebound is loose again on the left side of the lane. Now we got a foul called. This is going to go on Kelby Lyon. 11 fouls now called on Giltner here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Taylor Picker. She's got 1 point, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Picker throws it up there, the shot short. Litchfield as a team this year hit 53% of their foul shots. If they were anywhere close to that 53% here in the first half, they'd have the lead in this ballgame. 18-14 is the score. A lot of points being left here at the charity stripe for the Litchfield Trojans. Taylor Picker will have another one. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down, and Most has it knocked away. A shot's taken there by Shepherdson. No good. And rebound comes down to a Giltner. The shot partially deflected, and now Giltner has got the ball back. Shelby Hendricks gets the ball to Danny Most. Most bounce pass down in the corner. There's a shot by Lockman. Good. Just inside the three-point ring. Katie Lockman scores there for Giltner. That gives the Hornets a 6-point lead, now 20-14. Pressure by the Hornets here in backcourt. Kratzer has got the ball. Comes to the near sideline to a Shauna Pates as she brings the ball into the offensive zone, gets away from a couple of defenders. Two-handed pass to the far sideline to Kratzer. Moves the ball down on the baseline, runs in to a Kelby Lyon down there. There's a pass across the lane, and it's going to be out of bounds. They're trying to send a pass down on the baseline down there. It goes out of bounds, trying to get it to a Taylor Picker. Down low on the right side, a turnover on Litchfield. That's their eighth of this first half. Giltner will come back the other way. They've got a six-point lead, 20-14. Shelby Hendricks with the ball. Hendricks comes over here to a Danny Most. Most free throw line extended left side. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Now drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Lyon. Following shot. No good. And she's fouling the play. So there, Giltner finally got a second offensive chance there as Kelby Lyon got the board for Giltner. And then she's fouling the play. That's only going to be the third team foul called on Litchfield here in the first half. Alicia Shepherdson is the guilty party. That's her first. This will be a two-shot foul, though, by Lyon. Her shot is up there and in. Kelby Lyon is 62% foul shooter in the season. She's knocked down 15 out of 24 free throws this year. She hits her first one here. That gives Giltner a seven-point lead again at 21-14 with a minute and 32 seconds to play. Second quarter. Next shot by Lyon is up there. That one is good. So she bangs home a couple of free throws. Giltner now out on top by a score of 22-14. Giltner still in their man-to-man defense as Litchfield comes into the offensive zone. Wardeen moves it over on the wing. The left side to Reynolds, who's back into the ballgame. To Siegel for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lyon for Giltner. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Lockman as she hustles into the forecourt. Gets into the hands now of Hendricks out here in three-point territory. Litchfield likewise in a man-to-man defense here. And on the left side is Hendricks. Brings it back to the wing on the right side to Lockman. Now to Hendricks again behind the screen. There's a pass down on the baseline to Most, and her shot is up and in. Danny Most frees herself down there in the baseline, and she scores easily. She's got five field goals and 10 points, and Giltner is out to a 24-14 advantage. There's a shot by Siegel from the wing on the left side. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. Giltner ball. Into the ball game now for Giltner is going to be Jacqueline Hoppold. Hoppold into the ball game now for Giltner, a 5'8" freshman. Boy, Giltner is a young basketball team. They've got just one senior on the team. That's Caitlin Hozier, who we've not seen so far tonight. There's a pass to Moses. Going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shepherdson as he comes back the other way. Throws up a shot from the right side of the lane. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Hendricks. Giltner has turned the ball over seven times. Hendricks gets the ball to Hoppold in the lane. Back outside now to Lockman to a wide open Shelby Hendricks. Her shot from 17 won't go. Rebound comes down to Siegel. Long pass down to four. They get it to Reynolds. Reynolds has it poked away at the free throw line. But Litchfield maintains control. Cross-court pass is thrown out of bounds. They got it over here to Shauna Pates on the wing on the right side. She threw it cross-court into the second row of the bleachers. Nine turnovers on Litchfield here in the first half. 6.2 seconds to play. Giltner has got a 10-point lead. They got the basketball. Here comes a Danny Most down the near sideline from half court. She launches one up. It's going to be off of the board. No good. And that's the end of the second quarter of play. We're at halftime here tonight in the girls' D24 district championship ball game tonight from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Giltner, or rather in Minden. Giltner has the lead, though. It's the Hornets 24, Litchfield 14. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
H&H Hay Moving of Litchfield is a proud sponsor of the Litchfield Trojans. H&H Hay Moving supports youth in and out of the games and wishes everyone the best of luck. You have the skills, talent, and perseverance needed for success. Call Bill at 308-870-0567 for all your custom hay moving needs, and they can also pile the hay in the field for you. The phone number again is 308-870-0567. Good luck, Trojans, from your fans at H&H Hay Moving of Litchfield, the better way to move hay.
Max's Market in Litchfield is a proud supporter of the Litchfield Athletes. Way to go, Trojans! Stop into Max's Market for the freshest meats and produce every day. You can get everything on the grocery list and everything on the to-do list at the same time. Max's is also your Century Hardware store. So come into Max's Market and fill up your cupboards and your hardware lists. It's the stuff you'll need to make. Max's Market in Litchfield, a small town market that's big on teamwork.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Gill. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agent that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Litchfield. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI of Litchfield. RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hi, welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden tonight. High school basketball on the Breeze, KLIQFM.com. Welcome to the Allens of Hastings halftime show here tonight, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So, Giltner out of the gates early here tonight. They got to a 12-1 lead in the first quarter of play. It wasn't until the 2:25 mark of that first quarter before Litchfield got a field goal to go down. It was 12-5 at the end of the first quarter in favor of Giltner. The Hornets led 14-5 early in the second period of play, but then Giltner started to foul. They're in some foul trouble here in the first half. Eventually, Litchfield pulled it within 4 points at 18-14 with 2:44 to play in the second quarter. Giltner then rattles off 6 straight points to end this second quarter. And at halftime, it's Giltner out on top by a score of 24-14. Winner of this ball game moves on into the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament next week in Lincoln. We got another district championship going on at Hastings High tonight. Blue Hill surprising Centura at halftime. The score is Blue Hill 21 and Centura 12. That's at halftime, Blue Hill leading Centura at halftime tonight in another girls district championship ball game going out at Hastings High. 24-14 is our score here. Giltner with the lead over the Litchfield Trojans. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show tonight here on the Breeze.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allens Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore, Allens Superstore.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Minden at halftime, it is Giltner out on top of Litchfield by a score of 24-14. We'll check the scoring here in the first half of play. First of all, free throws. I'll tell you what, Litchfield hit even half of these foul shots. They would be right in this ball game. They were only 6 out of 20 in the first half from the free throw line. Giltner's given them plenty of chances, but Litchfield has not been able to connect at the free throw line. 6 out of 20 from the stripe in the first half of play. The leading scorer is Caitlin Kratzer. She has got a three-pointer, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for 5. Lindsay Siegel has knocked down a three-pointer for her only points in the ball game. She's got three. Felicia Shepherdson has got a field goal and 2 points. Kayla Reynolds is one out of two from the free throw line for one. Shauna Pates is one out of seven from the free throw line for 1 point. Olivia Ward-Dean is one out of three from the free throw line for one. And Taylor Picker is one out of four from the free throw line. She's got 1 point. Nine turnovers for Litchfield here in this first half of play. And again, six out of 20 from the free throw line for the Trojans. Giltner is being led by Danny Most. She has got 10 points in the ballgame. Most has got five field goals and 10 points so far here in the first half. Kelby Lyon has got a couple of field goals for, actually a couple of free throws for 2 points. Shane Vaught has got a field goal for two. Abby Preisler has got a field goal and 2 points. Jordan Beek has got a field goal for two. Shelby Hendricks a field goal for 2 points. Katie Lockman got in there, hit a field goal for 2 points for Giltner, and Randy Jansen has got a field goal and 2 points. Fouls, definitely a problem for Giltner here in the first half. Abby Preisler has got three. Darby Hendricks has got three. Then you've got two fouls on Kelby Lyon and two on Shelby Hendricks. Then a foul apiece on Katie Lockman and Jordan Beek and also Shane Vaught. So Giltner on the hack attack here in this first half of play. They got the lead, 10-point lead over the Litchfield Trojans to score 24-14. Got a lot of district championship games going to go on across the state tonight in all the classes in C1, C2, D1, and D2, in addition to some district championships in classes A and B. The entire girls class, the entire girls state tournament field will be decided tonight. Pairings will be announced tomorrow by the Nebraska Schools Activities Association. The other games going on in D2. You've got Falls City, Sacred Heart, and Hampton playing tonight. Howells and Elkhorn Valley. Why not playing Mullen? Giltner here against Litchfield. Ansley against Juanita Palisade, and Hay Springs against Layton. The Class D1 District Championship games tonight. Friend and Heartland. Guardian Angels Central Catholic against Bancroft Rosalie. Randolph against St. Mary's. Humphrey against Fullerton. Amherst is playing Hitchcock County tonight in Sand Hills Thetford up against Sutherland. In Class C2, you've got Tri-County against Weeping Water. Blue Hill and Centura tonight at Hastings High. That game is over on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR tonight. Utan against Shelby Rising City. Lutheran High Northeast against Pender. Crofton against Elgin Pope John. And North Platte St. Pat's against Perkins County. Class C1 district finals tonight. Lincoln Christian against Sandy Creek. Wahoo against Columbus Scotus. Concordia against Arlington. Norfolk Catholic against Boone Central. Minden against Valentine. And Hershey against Shadron. Class B district championship game also going on tonight at Kearney High School. We've got Aurora playing Grand Island Northwest. The Huskies actually got to Holdridge playing Grand Island Northwest tonight. Holdridge knocked off Aurora last night, and Grand Island Northwest picked off Lexington. That's the B5 district championship going on tonight at Kearney High School. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show here tonight, brought to you by Allens of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Giltner with the opening possession. They go right to work. Jordan Beek inside. Her shot is up and in. Jordan Beek now with 4 points in the ball game, and Giltner now has their biggest lead of the ball game. It is 26-14, just underway here in the third quarter of play from Minden, and now we got a traveling violation as Litchfield tried to pound the ball inside to Felicia Shepherdson. She's called for the traveling violation. That is 10 turnovers on Litchfield down in the ball game. And now the Trojans will apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Giltner will bring the ball up as they get it to a Danny Moser. She hustles into the forecourt. Now to Shelby Hendricks. Shelby dribbling the ball back out here in the three-point territory. Between the rings, runs the offense now. Jensen on the wing on the left side. There's Most at the free throw line. Most comes over to Preisler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off. No good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Ward-Dean. Olivia Ward-Dean brings it back now for Litchfield. Spins at the midcourt stripe. Gets it out to Siegel. On the far sideline, that's a Kratzer with the ball. Cross-court pass comes over here to Ward-Dean. Down on the baseline. With it is going to be Pates with the ball. Out to Siegel for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, and a shot is no good. Taylor Picker got the shot up there. Looked like there was a lot of contact inside, but no foul called. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Litchfield, so Giltner will play things in. 26-14, the Hornets have the lead. Here's Shelby Hendricks with the ball. And she takes it to the far sideline out of Jordan Beek. They get the ball ahead. The ball's going to be deflected out of bounds. trying to get it to Most in the lane there. And the ball deflected out of bounds there by Olivia Ward-Dean of Litchfield. So Giltner will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. As Randy Jensen will get things in to Most for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Preissler, her shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. So Abby Preissler, who did not play a whole lot in the first half because of foul trouble, now will go to the free throw line herself as she is fouled in the play here by Litchfield. Taylor Picker picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Shot from the free throw line is good by Preissler. She's now got 3 points in the ball game. She averages 12.4 in the season. High school basketball action tonight here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Preissler. And the rebound comes down to the Litchfield Trojans. They come back in their offensive zone. That's a Kratzer with the ball to the far sideline out of Ward-Dean. Cross-court pass comes to a Siegel. Now down to the baseline. The jumper put up there by Bates. It's going to be no good. The foul is called on the rebound. A foul is going to be called on the rebound here. It's going to go on the Litchfield this time. Maybe the foul is going to be even up here in the second half. That's the second team foul called on Litchfield since halftime. We're down to 6 minutes and 25 seconds to play. The scores table wondering about the last foul here. It's going to be Giltner playing the ball in. And the ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Litchfield as he gets the ball in the way of Siegel. And his shot is up and in. The inbounds pass is intercepted as Giltner turns the ball over for the eighth time here in the ball game. That's now 27-16. Giltner will play things in. Preissler has got the ball now to Danny Most. Danny Most bounce pass into the lane to Jensen. Shot is up there from point blank range. It's going to be no good. Rebound Pates. Shot of Pates with the ball now to Olivia Ward-Dean. End of the forecourt. Left-handed dribble here for Ward-Dean. Bounce pass comes over here to Siegel. Free throw line extended. Down to Ward-Dean. Top of the key. Siegel from the left side. Shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Shelby Hendricks. Hendricks runs her back the other way for Giltner. Long pass ahead. Most had it. Man, it tipped out of her hands out of bounds. It's going to be Giltner basketball as they will play things in. 5 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 27-16. Giltner has got the lead. Inbounds pass comes to Preissler. Her return pass down in the corner is going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Giltner ball. Hornets trying to get the ball back into the hands of Bose down here. It was deflected out of bounds there by Shauna Pates of Litchfield. So Giltner will play things in. 27-16 is the score. The Hornets with an 11-point lead now here in the third. Danny Most has got it. Comes across the top now to Randy Jansen to the free throw line. Preissler, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We've got a foul and a rebound. This is going to go on Giltner. I think Preissler is going to be the guilty party. If that's the case, that's number four on her. That's the case. Abby Preissler just picks up her fourth personal foul. So after getting in some foul trouble in the first half, Preissler picks up a early foul here with 5.5 minutes to play in the third. Now Preissler going to get extended pine time here on the bench. Their ball club out on top by 11, 27-16. Siegel with the ball, moves it over here on the wing on the left side. That's Shauna Pates. Cross-court pass goes over to Ward-Dean. Now down in the baseline here for Litchfield. Entry pass, they get it to the right side of the lane, and the shot is up and in. Felicia Shepherdson scoring there. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Litchfield attacking here in backcourt. Giltner brings it across the midcourt stripe. Most gets it inside. There's a shot taken there by Vaught. That's going to be no good, and a foul called. Nice pass by Most as they got the ball inside there. Going to the free throw line will be Shane Vaught. She's got 2 points in the ball game so far. Personal foul is whistled on Kayla Reynolds. That's going to be her first. And a shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be good by Shane Vaught. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. Giltner is leading by 10 points now at 28-18. 5:01 to play here in the third. Next shot is up there. It's good. Giltner was just 2 out of 2 on free throws in the first half. Litchfield was 6 out of 20. And Giltner is back out to an 11-point lead now at 29-18. Here's a Pates with the ball, driving the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Most of Giltner. Danny Most gets the ball away now to Shelby Hendricks. Left-handed dribble as she races the ball into the offensive zone here for Giltner. Here's Most again. 4-3. Shot is up there. Buries it. Danny Most nails a three-pointer there for Giltner. She has now got 13 points in the ball game. And now Litchfield head coach James Habe wants to call a timeout. Litchfield calls a timeout, 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's now Giltner with their biggest lead of the ball game. Giltner 32, Litchfield 18.
Janet's Family Hair Care is located on Main Street in Giltner and is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Janet's offers all hair care services and pedicures. Janet Humphrey is proud to support all Giltner athletics. Good luck, Hornets!
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a call at 402-849-2244 and give us a try for your next occasion. Steve and Kathy Hoser and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner Lady Hornet and the Hornet basketball teams a great season. Good luck, Hornets, from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze, brought to you in part by the Village of Giltner, also by Todd's Body Shop and Glass, by the Sitting Bull Saloon, and by Robert Shaw Insurance. 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, Giltner has now opened up a 14-point lead over the Litchfield Trojans. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for Giltner in this district championship ball game. So Litchfield has got the ball following the timeout. Here's Siegel with the ball. Comes out here in three-point territory to Pates. Pates now to Wardeen. Brings it back to Siegel. Free throw line extended left side, and now Giltner has gone to a 1-3-1 zone defense. A 1-3-1 zone now against Litchfield. Dribble penetration. There's Wardeen. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Right side of the lane. The ball is going to be picked off here by Giltner. That is the 11th turnover in the ball game for Litchfield. Jordan Beat got the steal. Now Giltner working with the ball in their offensive zone. Most has got it down to the high post. That's Vaught. Turns around. Squares to the basket. Comes over here to Most. Dribble penetration. Throws it up from the right side of the lane. Her shot no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And another foul is going to be called here on Litchfield. It's going to go on Olivia Wardeen. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Trojans here in the second half of play. Danny Most to the free throw line for Giltner. Most with 13 in the ball game, and her shot is up there is good. Now 14 points in the ball game for Most. 56% foul shooter in the season. 33-18. Giltner is on top. The Hornets have won 5 games in a row heading into this district championship ball game tonight. Next shot up there by Most is going to be no good, and the ball is brought down here by Felicia Shepherdson for the Litchfield Trojans. So Giltner has got a 15-point lead, 33-18. Siegel with the ball. Siegel now to Kratzer. They get it inside to Reynolds. Drives for the basket, and the ball is going to be stripped out of her hands. It's picked up here by Jordan Beek. Turnover number 12 on Litchfield. Beek gets the ball now in the hands of Danny Most. Down to a Shelby Hendricks as she brings the ball in the offensive zone. High post to Shane Vaught. There's a pass down to Randy Jensen. Left side of the lane. Back out on top now. Hendricks has got the ball. Dribble penetration. Inside the three-point arc to get it down to Jensen. In the Vaught, now to the free-throw line. A jumper put up there and in. That's Jordan Beek from the free-throw line for Giltner. She rings the gong from the stripe there, and it's now a 35-18 ball game. Giltner pulling away here in this second half. We're down to 3:05 to play in the third quarter. Litchfield has got the ball here. Here's Siegel, top of the key. Wings it over to the far side to Kratzer for three. Shot is up there. Hits the front iron. No good. And a rebound comes down to Shane Vaught. Giltner doing a much better job here the past couple of minutes rebounding the basketball against Litchfield, who owned the boards in the first half here against Giltner. Here's a Danny Most with the ball. Danny almost fell down. Now gets it under control and throws up a shot from 15. It's good. Danny Most cannot miss now. She's got 16 points in the ball game, and Giltner is out to a big lead now, 37-18. It's a 19-point lead for the Hornets. Now we got a collision down here underneath the basket, and the ball knocked loose, but no foul call. It goes out of bounds. They give the ball to Litchfield as a Kratzer runs into a Giltner Hornet down there. That I think it was Jordan Beek. Ball goes out of bounds. They give the ball here to Litchfield, so the Trojans will play things in. 37-18. Giltner has got the lead with 2 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the third quarter. They'll play things in to Olivia Wardeen. Outside down is Sweetly. Back down in the corner, there's a jumper put up there. No good by Kratzer. And the rebound again comes down to Giltner. That's a Kelby Lyon long pass down the floor. They get it to Jensen. Jensen gets it off to Jordan Beek, and she scores. And Giltner now leads by 21, 39-18 here in the ball game. As a Litchfield has got the ball, there's a Nicole Wardeen who's into the ball game now to Ashana Pates deep in the corner. Comes out of the wing on the left side to Kratzer. Takes it down in the low block, double team, triple team. Gives it away now to Olivia Wardeen as he works the back around to the corner on the right side. Giltner is in a zone defense. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Randy Jansen gets the interception there for Giltner. That's going to be turnover number 13 on Litchfield. A minute and 46 seconds to play. Litchfield has scored only 4 points here in this third quarter of play. And Giltner has got the ball. There's an entry pass deflected away from Most, but right into the hands of Lyon. Brings over here on the wing. Now to Beek. Down to Most. The Beek on the wing. Dribbles to the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. So Jordan Beek hits the shot there for Giltner. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. And it is 41-18. Now Litchfield again calls a timeout. The third quarter belongs to Giltner here tonight. 17-4, they have outscored Litchfield here in this quarter. We've got a break, a minute and 18 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now Giltner 41, Litchfield 18.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will back here at the C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden tonight. D2-4 district championship ball game. Giltner out on top. Here's Siegel. Their shot from three-point range is going to be no good, and the ball is lost out of bounds here. Litchfield had a chance to grab it. That was a shot of Pates down there, but she lost it off of fingertips out of bounds. So Giltner will play things in. The Hornets have a 41-18 lead over Litchfield here in this district championship ball game. There's a ball to the near sideline, almost intercepted, now lost out of bounds. They give the ball to Giltner. Last touch by Caitlin Kratzer, who nearly got the steal there for Litchfield. So Giltner will play things in. Right in front of the scorer's table, a minute and 4 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, 41-18, Giltner has got the lead. There's Hoppold with the ball now for Giltner. She's back in there. Jacqueline Hoppold for the Hornets. Comes over here to Most, and a foul is going to be called here on Litchfield. Going for the steal was Caitlin Kratzer, and she picks up a personal foul instead. Kratzer picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Litchfield. Here in this second half of play, Giltner will play things in. As the Hornets get into the hands now of Danny Most out here in three-point territory on the dribble, moves it down the left side of the lane, stops there, bounce pass down low to get it to Lyon, and the ball lost out of her fingertips out of bounds. Right in her face there was Caitlin Kratzer for Litchfield, but the ball lost out of the bounce off of the fingertips of Kelby Lyon. That's going to be the ninth turnover on Giltner in the ball game. But the Hornets have a 41-18 lead here in the third quarter with 40 seconds to play. Here's Kratzer off of the baseline shot, rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Katie Lockman now, running back the other way for Giltner. Hits the ball ahead, deep in the corner. On the left side, it's knocked loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Giltner ball. Augusta Rhodes into the ball game now, 5'4" sophomore. And she will play things in deep in the corner here for Giltner. She gets it into Lockman. 24 seconds to play here in the third. Giltner has got a 41-18 lead over Litchfield. There's Kelby Lyon with the ball. Back outside. Henricks, entry pass, intercepted. Intercepted in the lane there by Siegel. That's the 10th turnover on Giltner in the ball game. Coming back the other way is going to be Kratzer in a traveling violation. Kratzer trying to send it down to the baseline there to Shauna Pates, and she's whistled for the steps. 14 turnovers now on Litchfield in the ball game. 41-18, 4 seconds to play. There's Lyon, throws him a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good, and time expires. That's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books here tonight from the C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. The D4 District Championship ball game, a big one for the Giltner Hornets after three. Giltner with a lead. It's the Hornets 41, Litchfield 18.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a call at 402-849-2244 and give us a try for your next occasion. Steve and Kathy Hoser and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner Lady Hornet and the Hornet basketball teams a great season. Good luck, Hornets, from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Giltner just 8 minutes away from qualifying for the girls' state high school basketball tournament for the first time ever. The Hornets have never been there in girls' basketball. They've been there for volleyball. They've been there for boys' basketball, but not in girls' basketball. They're just 8 minutes away. They got a big lead here. 41-18 is the score. Here comes Litchfield on the attack. There's a shot in the lane. No good. Foul shot. No good. And the foul is called. Taylor Reynolds fighting in there among tall timber for Litchfield with a couple of shots, but then she's hacked on the arm, and now she'll go to the free throw line here for Litchfield. So Kayla Reynolds, a 5'4" freshman, will toe the mark now. Jordan Beek picks up the personal foul for Giltner. That's going to be your second. And here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up there, no good by Reynolds. She is now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Olivia Wardeen into the ball game, and Siegel will come out. 7:52 to play in the fourth quarter. Giltner 41 and Litchfield 18 in this district championship ball game. Next shot by Reynolds is up there and in. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now 41-19, it should be, as the Giltner comes back, and we got a foul call down here as the ball was poked away on the baseline. And a foul here is going to be called on the Litchfield Trojans. So Giltner will play things in underneath their own basket. They lob the ball down low, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring. There is Shane Vaught. Shane Vaught scores there, and I think the scorekeeper's all messed up now. They got 18-10 up on the scoreboard. It should be 43-19. There's a long-range jumper that's going to be no good. The ball is loose. Reynolds picks it up in the lane. His shot's going to be no good. Comes to the near sideline, and he goes out of bounds. That's going to be Giltner basketball. So the scoreboard's all messed up now, and I think they're going to have to call a timeout to get this thing situated. We got 7:20 to play, and now they got it figured out. 43-19 should be the score, and they finally get her flashed up there. So ready to go as Giltner will play things in. Shelby Hendricks with the ball back outside. There's a shot by Vaught. It's going to be blocked down, but Vaught picks it up in the corner. Shane Vaught dribbles into the lane. A shot is put up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Shepherdson for the Litchfield Trojans. Running back the other way, they get it in the hands of Olivia Wardeen. There's a pass to the far sideline. Reynolds picks it up, being hocked out there, takes it to the free throw line to Sweeley. Dribbles down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called on Shane Vaught. So Vaught picks up the personal foul here for Giltner. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 3 on the Hornets here in this second half of play. We're going to have some free throws coming up here for the Litchfield Trojans. Are trailing in the ball game on a score of 43-19. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. This is Kratzer at the free throw line. She misses on the first one. She'll have one more shot here. She's got 5 points in the ball game thus far. Kratzer throws it up there. The shot is going to be no good as she misses both ends. But that was Sweeley up there. Yeah, Kate Sweeley misses a couple of free throws. 43-19 is the score. Giltner has got the lead. Hornets have the ball back in their offensive zone. Shane Vaught has got it. Vaught comes out here to a Shelby Hendricks. Dribbles with the ball, sends it to Vaught at the free throw line. Scores around to the basket. Comes over here on the right side to Randy Jansen. Out here to a Shelby Hendricks again, and she's fouled into play. That's going to go on Kratzer. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 7 on the Litchfield Trojans here in the second half of play. And now we're going to have a one-and-one situation here for Giltner. 43-19, a big 17-4 third quarter for Giltner after the Hornets had a 10-point lead at halftime, 24-14. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good by Hendricks. A long rebound goes down to the corner to the left side, and it's picked up by Hendricks. Hendricks brings it back down to a Jordan Beek as she drives the baseline. Her shot from 5 feet away is going to be no good. The ball is going to be lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Giltner ball. It was retrieved there by Olivia Wardeen, but she is stepping on the end line. Here comes Shepherdson back into the ball game now for Litchfield. Going out will be Caitlin Kratzer. 6:21 to play here in the fourth quarter. 44-19. Giltner has got the lead over the Litchfield Trojans here tonight. There's Shane Vaught with the ball. Takes it back down to the baseline. A jumper is put up there, no good by Hendricks. Rebound is brought down by Shepherdson, and she loses the ball out of bounds, but it was knocked out of her hands there by Giltner. So it'll be Litchfield playing things in. High school basketball tonight on the breeze. We're in Minden, 6:15 to play here in the fourth quarter. It is a 44-19 ball game, and now they're going to make Here, make Litchfield playing it again from the far sideline. Olivia Wardine will get things in. That's a Siegel with the ball. Now to Wardine again. Back into the offensive zone. Down the right sideline. He's moving down in the corner to Kratzer. Now to Wardine again. Free throw line extended to the right side. Comes out to Siegel. Top of the key. Now to Wardine. Entry pass comes inside. It's off of the shoulder of Shepardson. And another turnover on Litchfield. Ball is brought out of there by the Giltner Hornets. Picking up the loose ball in the lane was Randy Jensen. So here comes Giltner back the other way with 5:45 to play. Here's Darby Hendricks with the ball. Nearly had it swatted away, but Hendricks picks it back up near the 10-second line. Trying to dribble it. Now it's knocked loose again. It's on the floor. It's picked up here by Shauna Pates. A turnover on Giltner. Pates gets the ball away. Now to Siegel. And here come the Litchfield Trojans now. Shepardson has got the ball to the far sideline. Now back outside to Siegel. She comes down in the Coffin corner, left side to Wardine. Her shot for three is going to be no good. And a rebound there on the weak side by Shelby Hendricks of Giltner. Runs it down the far sideline against Siegel. Brings it into the offensive zone. Out to Shane Vaught for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Taylor Picker for Litchfield. Back the other way is Siegel. Runs it down the lane. Bounce pass goes to the right side and a traveling violation. Little indecision there for Ashana Pates after she got the pass from Siegel. That's going to be turnover number 16 in the ball game for Litchfield. The Trojans 12-10 in the season. They've won their last three games in a row to enter this district championship ball game, but they have run into a buzzsaw here tonight. Giltner is out on top by a score of 43-19. 5 minutes to play here in this ball game. Shane Vaught with the ball. Entry pass down low. Grabbing the ball there is Beek. Her shot's going to be no good. Scramble for the ball. Has to be brought out there by Siegel for Litchfield. She brings it back one on three. Loses control of the dribble. Now picks it up on the baseline. There's a pass in the lane. The shot is up and in. Siegel gets the pass inside to Taylor Picker, and she scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's been averaging 10.8 on the season, leading scorer, and she's got her first field goal here with 4.5 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. There's a steal again by Litchfield. Pates has got the ball, dribbles into the lane, gives it away. There's a shot up and in. That's Felicia Shepardson scoring there for Litchfield off of the Giltner backcourt turnover. 12 turnovers now in Giltner. And now it's a 43-23 ball game, a 20-point lead for Giltner. Hornets have the ball. Shelby Hendricks inside the free throw circle. Jump pass down to Danny Bose on the baseline. They get it inside underneath the hole. A shot by Shane Vaught is up and in. Shane Vaught scores there for Giltner. That's her third field goal. She's got 8 points in the ball game. 45-23. The Hornets now with a 22-point lead. Under 4 minutes to play here in this one from Minden tonight. Shepardson has got the ball. Cross-court pass on the wing. That's Siegel. She puts up a shot from 12. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Danny Bose for Giltner. Gets it away to Shelby Hendricks. Left-handed dribble. About waist high as she brings it into the offensive zone here for Giltner. Going for the steal is Wardine, and she gets hit with a personal foul instead. Olivia Wardine hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Litchfield. At the end of the third quarter, Blue Hill now leading Centura by a score of 27-24. Blue Hill had a big, big lead in the first half, but Centura is coming back 27-24. Blue Hill has got the lead after three quarters. Another district championship ball game being played at Hastings High tonight. 3:36 to play here. It's 45-23. Giltner trying to qualify for the girls' state tournament. There's a shot from the line. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Hendricks, and the rebound comes down to Litchfield. So the Trojans will come back here with Siegel with the ball. Siegel now to Sweely. Left side of the lane. Sweely out to Siegel. Down for three. Shot is up there and in. Lindsay Siegel scoring there. Second three-pointer of the ball game. She's now got 8 points. Check that. She's got 3 three-pointers. Nope, she's got two. Two three-pointers and a two-point field goal for 8. 45-26 is the score. Here's Giltner. The pass in the lane is going to be deflected and brought out of there. A turnover around the Hornets. That's their 13th of the ball game. Here comes Litchfield back with the ball. They travel with it out here in three-point territory. Again, some indecision as a Kate Sweely couldn't decide what she was going to do with the ball, and it cost her a traveling violation. Turnover number 17 on Litchfield tonight. 17 turnovers, and they've got 26 points on the board. 45-26. Giltner has got the lead with 2:58 to play in the basketball game tonight from Minden. Darby Hendricks with the ball now for the Giltner Hornets down in the corner to Most as she holds the ball high above her head. Pass out to the free throw line to Lyon. Lyon goes for the basket. Her shot is up and in. Lyon in the lane forcing up a shot there and scores. That's her first field goal. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, and Giltner leads by 21 here in the fourth quarter. There's Siegel. She has the ball go right through her fingertips out of bounds. Siegel on the wing on the right side. Took her eyes off of it. It goes right through her fingertips into the front row of the bleachers over there on the far sideline. That's turnover number 18 in the ball game for Litchfield. Here comes Giltner back with the ball down the far sideline. It's Beek with it now. Jordan Beek holds it. Entry pass left side of the lane. It's going to be deflected away from Vaught. It's down on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And they say it was last touched by Litchfield down there. So Giltner will play things in. Deesha Kramer coming into the ball game now for Litchfield as head coach James Habe will make some substitutions here late in the ball game with his team trailing by 21 points. Giltner with the ball. Here's a Darby Hendricks with it now. Comes over here to Kelby Lyon. Out here in three-point territory on the near sideline. Lyon moves it down in the corner. That's a Danny Most with the ball. Danny Most dribbling with it. Takes it back down in the corner on the dribble. There's a pass in the lane. Deflected and a foul is going to be called. Foul here is going to go on Taylor Picker of Litchfield. That's going to be your third. Check that. It's going to be your fourth. And now we're going to have a one-and-one situation. That's the ninth team foul on Litchfield. And going to the free throw line will be Danny Most for Giltner. She's leading the way so far, 16 points in the ballgame. And now head coach Nancy Lockman wants to call a timeout. Nancy Lockman for Giltner wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with the score. Giltner 47, Litchfield 26.
For all your custom processing, see the professionals at Litchfield Pack. They specialize in beef and pork processing. Call Litchfield Pack today and put your orders in for the best meats around. Custom process to your request. Steaks, roast, beef sticks, hamburger, and so much more. All at Litchfield Pack in Litchfield. A proud sponsor of all area athletes. Congratulations to the Trojans. We wish you the best of luck in and out of the game. From Litchfield Pack.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Litchfield has had some chances here in the ball game. They were only 6 out of 20 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Couldn't convert when Giltner was getting into some foul trouble. Rested a lot of the starters because of foul trouble in that first half. They couldn't capitalize. They fall behind by 10 points at halftime. And then Giltner has 17-4 third quarter. Put this ball game away. And most of the free throw line now, she hits a free throw. She's now got 17 in the ball game here for Giltner. So Danny Bosch will have another one. The Giltner lead is now 22 points at 48-26. As Most will toe the mark again for the Giltner Hornets. 5'8" and sophomore for Giltner. And the shot is up there. It's for the heel of the iron. Wanted to bounce out of there, but took the spin down through the hole. So she hits both free throws, and she's got 18 in the ball game. 49-26, and we've hit the two-minute mark. There's a Litchfield with the ball down in the corner. Reynolds driving toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Darby Hendricks. Loses control of the ball. Hendricks picks it up on the baseline here for Giltner. Darby brings the ball up. Right-handed dribble. Gets it down to Most on the wing on the left side. Brings it back out between the circles to Darby Hendricks. Hendricks brings it back to Sarah Most, who's into the ball game now. Down to Danny Most down on the baseline. Danny drives the baseline. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Shepherdson. Shepherdson gets the ball to the near sideline for Litchfield. That's a Nicole Wardine with the ball with a minute and 20 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Out to Kate Sweeley. Here's an entry pass to Reynolds. It's off of her fingertips and it's picked up here by Giltner. Turnover number 19 on Litchfield. To the near sideline, Caitlin Hosier. Now we got a timeout called here by Giltner. I think Nancy Lockman just wants to get the rest of the tribe in here. 1:09 to play. We'll take a quick timeout with the score. Giltner 49, Litchfield 26.
H&H Hay Moving of Litchfield is a proud sponsor of the Litchfield Trojans. H&H Hay Moving supports youth in and out of the games and wishes everyone the best of luck. You have the skills, talent, and perseverance needed for success. Call Bill at 308-870-0567 for all your custom hay moving needs, and they can also pile the hay in the field for you. The phone number again is 308-870-0567. Good luck, Trojans, from your fans at H&H Hay Moving of Litchfield, the better way to move hay.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And thank all the sponsors from both Litchfield and Giltner here tonight. It's always good to get out in the smaller communities around the city of Hastings and Kearney to bring you some more high school basketball coverage. Giltner and Litchfield here tonight in the D24 district championship ball game. And Giltner has got the lead. A big second half for the Hornets. 49-26 is the score now. Giltner has got the lead. And the Hornets have the ball in their offensive zone. Lyon has got it down on the baseline to Hozier. Drives, puts up a shot, no good. Off the front iron, offensive rebound. Lyon shot it up in there and in. Kelby Lyon scoring an offensive board and a putback. She's now got six in the ball game, 51-26. Giltner with a lead with 49 seconds to play. Entry pass into the lane. There's a shot taken there. It's going to be no good by Shepherdson. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Giltner ball. Off of the fingertips of Jacqueline Hoppold, who's into the ball game now for Giltner. It was poked out of her hands there by the Trojans. So Giltner will come back one more time here with 40 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, leading by a score of 51-26. Here's a Kelby Lyon with the ball. Entry pass to get it to Hozier in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there. It's good. That bucket goes to Augusta Rhodes. Rhodes gets the field goal there for Giltner. That's her first bucket of the ball game. It's now 53-26. There's a shot in the lane. That's going to be no good by Wardeen. Offensive rebound. Follow shot there by Shepherdson. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Rhodes. Augusta Rhodes has got the ball for Giltner. 4 seconds. They get it into the forward court. The Hozier. Her pass in the lane is going to be deflected, and time runs out. Giltner wins the district championship here tonight. And the Hornets on their way to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. For the first time ever, the first time ever in girls basketball, the Giltner Hornets will be part of the D2 field in that state tournament that gets underway next Thursday in Lincoln. It was a big third quarter for Giltner. They had that 24-14 halftime lead. Then they outscored Litchfield 17-4 in that third period to put them away. And Giltner wins it tonight, going away by the score of 53-26. High school basketball action tonight here on The Breeze. Stick around. We've got the Vons Printers postgame show coming up next.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agent that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Litchfield. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI of Litchfield. RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden tonight, as the Giltner Hornets just received their district championship plaque here tonight, and the Hornets will qualify for the Girls State Tournament for the first time ever. As they pick up a win tonight over Litchfield here in this district championship ball game, winning by a score of 53-26. You're listening to the Vons Printers postgame show here tonight, brought to you by Vons Printers, celebrating more than 80 years and three generations as your full-service printer. Vons Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Giltner jumped out to the early lead in this one. In fact, they led at one point in the first quarter 12-1. It wasn't until the 2:25 mark that the Litchfield Trojans finally got their first field goal of the ballgame. That made it 12-3, and it was 12-5 at the end of the first quarter of play. Giltner hits a field goal at the beginning of the second to make it 14-5, and then the fouls started to creep into the ballgame for Giltner there in the second quarter. A lot of the frontliners had to grab some playing time as they were in some foul trouble with three personal fouls. Litchfield came back and actually pulled within 4 points at 18-14 with 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the second quarter. But then Giltner scores the final 6 points of the quarter to go out on top by 10 at halftime, 24-14. And then they outscore Litchfield in the third quarter of play, 17-4. Rebounded the ball much, much better in that third quarter. Got some second and third opportunities, and Giltner outscores Litchfield to put this ball game away, 17-4. In the third, they had a 41-18 lead going into the fourth quarter. And they go on to win this baby to claim the district championship with a 53-26 win over Litchfield here tonight. We'll come back and check some of the scoring in the ball game as we continue on the Vons Printers postgame show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Janet's Family Hair Care is located on Main Street in Giltner and is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Janet's offers all hair care services and pedicures. Janet Humphrey is proud to support all Giltner athletics. Good luck, Hornets.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vons Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vons Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vons Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vons Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Vons Printers postgame show here tonight on Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. They've done it so many times at the volleyball level for the girls at Giltner. Now they have a chance to do it here at girls basketball as they win the district championship here tonight. They'll move on into the state tournament next Thursday in the one of eight teams in the Class D2 field here this year. So Giltner is going to improve to 16 wins and 7 losses on the season. Litchfield will wrap up their season with a mark of 12 wins and 11 losses. Scoring in the ball game for Giltner, it was Danny Most leading the way today. Most scores 18 points in the ball game. Most had 1 3-pointer in the contest and had 3 free throws, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. The rest on 2-pointers. Danny Most leading the way with 18 points, including 10 in the first half. Also in double figures was Jordan Beek. She had 10 points. The other scores for Giltner, it was Shane Vaught scoring 8. Kelby Lyon had 6 points. 4 points for Abby Preisler. 2 points for Shelby Hendricks. 2 points for Katie Lockman. 2 points for Randy Jensen. 2 points for Augusta Rhodes. Giltner shot 9 out of 12 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. Unofficially, 13 turnovers in the ball game. The Litchfield Trojans, they were led tonight by the 8 points that Lindsay Siegel put up there. Siegel knocks down a couple of trays and had a 2-point field goal, so she scores 8. The other scorers, Felicia Shepherdson, had 6 points in the ball game tonight. Caitlin Kratzer had 5. 2 points for Kayla Reynolds. 1 point for Shauna Pates. 1 point for Olivia Wardine. And 3 points for Taylor Picker. Picker was the leading scorer coming in, averaging 10.8. And she finishes with 3 points in the ballgame with a field goal, 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. The Trojans ended up shooting 7 out of 24 from the free throw line tonight. Unofficially, they had 19 turnovers in the basketball game. So Giltner wins it tonight by a score of 53-26. They lead it at all the stops tonight, 12-5 after the first quarter. It was 24-14 at halftime, 41-18 after three. And they go on to win tonight by a score of 53-26. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on The Breeze.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a call at 402-849-2244 and give us a try for your next occasion. Steve and Kathy Hoser and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner Lady Hornet and the Hornet basketball teams a great season. Good luck, Hornets, from JSGK Catering.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, so Giltner wins it here tonight as they win the D24 district championship. A win over Litchfield here tonight. Again, the final score of 53-26. So Giltner will play in the girls state tournament beginning next Thursday in Lincoln. The Giltner boys, by the way, going to be right back here in this gym coming up next week as they'll play their district championship ball game. As Giltner will try to pull off some more magic here for this 2011-2012 season. Giltner will play Loomis in the district final next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. That's another game we'll have for you right here on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5 beginning with the pregame show at about 6:45. We'll have more basketball coming your way on Monday as we get the district championships decided in Class C next week. And here on the Breeze, we'll have action for you on both Monday and Tuesday. We'll have Minden and Valentine coming up on Tuesday night. That ball game is going to be played in Broken Bow for their district championship. We'll have that one on Tuesday, or actually on Monday night, Minden and Valentine. And then we'll have a Giltner on the Tuesday night as they take on Loomis in their district championship. So still plenty of basketball yet to come. This one is in the books. The D2-4 district champions, the Giltner Hornets, they knock off Litchfield tonight by a score of 53-26. That'll wrap things up for us from Minden here tonight. For my producer and engineer, Maggie Rudolph, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Minden.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.